Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is Wednesday. It is the 7th day of April, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This just in from Sky Television News, national television in the United Kingdom. Report, 130 soldiers killed in Iraq. We're not hearing that here, are we? A Pentagon source has said up to 130 U.S. troops have been killed in fierce fighting in Iraq in the last day. The large-scale battle, described as intense, has taken place in the town of Ar-Ramadi, 20 miles west of Faljala. Sky News David Chatter said, none of this is official yet, none of it is confirmed. But he added, it sounds very much like this is being carried out by men who are militarily trained. And Chatter described the attack as highly sophisticated. It is massive. It is all over Iraq. Our troops are being slaughtered left and right. And they've got a taste of blood now. And the Iraqis, before we put Saddam in and killed off the leaders of Iraq, had killed hundreds of thousands of their fellow countrymen in decades of fighting, and now our troops are in the middle of it. Now our troops are in the middle of it, and our supposed allies, the Shiites, are slaughtering our troops in mass, running around foaming at the mouth because their religious leader has told them to go ahead and fight back, and now they're doing it. You see, our government paid off the Republican Guard and paid off two of the three major army groups. Rumsfeld said during a press conference 2 days before the big invasion started. And that's why they capitulated, and it was almost bloodless when we lost 100-and-something troops in the takeover. Now we're losing that many in a day. In a day. Very, very serious. And Bush says, bring them on. Brett Hume says to the families, you're part of the victim society, get over it. And Barbara Bush last year on ABC Good Morning America, quote, why should I hear about body bags and deaths and how many, what day it's going to happen? It's not relevant. So why should I waste my beautiful mind on something like that? That's right. These people are, it's like saying, let them eat cake, Marie Antoinette or something. Meanwhile, Bush Sr. starts crying and says, don't talk bad about my son, you're so mean. And Barbara says, if you talk bad about my family, my husband, my children, you're dead. She said that on Larry King Live. We have the transcript from CNN on Infowars.com. So that's just some of what's coming up. Report, 130 U.S. soldiers killed. U.S. military operations, firefights rage across Iraq. U.S. military authorities report significant number of Iraq foreign insurgent deaths. 40 said killed in Iraq mosque compound when the helicopters fired their Hellfire missiles into the mosque. Boy, that's going to really stir up the beehive there. But hey, bring them on. You know, bring them on. The battle the U.S. wants to provoke, the London Guardian is saying what I believe is happening. This is all on purpose, people. We got to play the part of the good cop so the U.N. can come in and play. Again, we got to play the part of the bad cop so the U.N. can come in and play the part of the good cop. It's all staged. We've got their press release now. We're going to get them on the show. The owner of the number one bar disco in Madrid, Spain, where to get into the VIP section, you've got to take a microchip. And they're doing it right now. And how many times did I tell you? It's going to be a status symbol. Your teenage children within just a few years will be demanding that they get the chip. They will run out to the so-called tattoo parlors that are now being signed on by Verichip. It'll be a counterculture thing sold to you directly by the military-industrial complex. And there's now a bus here in the U.S. Embedded microchip seller Verichip announces Chipmobile is on the move. Watch for the Chipmobile coming to your town or neighborhood. Like the ice cream truck, children lining up for their chips. We got that on the website. Folks, there's so much. This show is going to be absolutely huge. You do not want to miss it. Stay with us.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's 8 minutes into the first hour of Global Transmission. Coming up in about 22 minutes, we're going to be joined by the owner of the hottest Madrid nightclub, you know, where they got the girls in bikinis dancing around with whipped cream on their stomachs. It's that type of club. It's the number one club in Madrid. And guess what? You want to get into the club, you got to take a microchip. You want to be a VIP. And again, I'm not tooting my own horn on this. I understand the globalist model. I had a Wash Tech, that's the Washington Post tech writer, on, what, 3 years ago, and he talked about plans he had seen. It was in his article, too. He mentioned it, but he went into more detail, that the media was selling the body modification piercing so-called counterculture move, when it's really the majority now, so it's the culture, to prepare us for microchips. And I have said that you're going to see the, you know, the Madonna, the Britney Spears types out there getting these. You're going to see the Hollywood elite getting these. It's going to be a status symbol, because I understand the globalist agenda. They control the so-called counterculture. People that think they're counterculture, well, they've been sold this by the military-industrial complex. Now, how do I know this? In an Army War College report posted on the Federation of American Scientists website in January of 2000, they said that, well, you know, Americans aren't ready to take microchips yet, much less in their brains. But over time with the media, the people can be conditioned. In fact, I ought to pull the quotes up. This is a paraphrase. But they said, You can be conditioned to accept chips in your body and even your brain, and by 2025, all Americans will have microchips in their brains, and we will be interconnected in what they call a hive mind. Sydney Morning Herald picked this up. AP picked this up. Never made it in a U.S. newspaper, but we posted those. Every time I mention that, Paul Watson reposted because it's so unbelievable. And Paul, by the way, you might want to post the Sydney Morning Herald hive mind article again for them. The military is saying they're going to put chips in your brain. And that sounds crazy. My cousin, Special Forces for 18 years, been overseas his entire service career other than short stints at Fort Bragg for training. He's now based in Austin the last year, integrating the APD with the National Guard, the regular Army, surveilling Central Texas. This is all he could tell me. But he said, you know, I'm sorry about making fun of you 3-4 years ago at that family reunion about microchips. We were all called in as officers, over 100 of us, in a conference room and told by a colonel that we'll all be getting microchips in the next 2 years. That was a year ago. I talked to him again, and he said they've been told yet again, prepare for the microchipping. It is about to begin, and it will be for the entire military. It will start with officers and special forces first, and then go through the entire military. So again, my cousin, you know, the guy who carried me on his shoulders when I was 5 years old squirrel hunting, is now going to get microchips. Or a microchip. So somebody I've known my entire life, who again was laughing at me 3-4 years ago, had tears in his eyes when he said, we're all being told we've got to take the chip. And he's only got a few more years in. And so I guess he's going to take his chip. So this is personal for me. So for all the yuppies out there that laugh at this, this is happening. And now, as I said it would, to get in elite clubs, to have elite memberships, you're going to have to do this. Already the Busch Gardens, the big carnival outfit in Virginia, all of the Sea Worlds, the Six Flags, the Disney World, they're putting in the hand scanners. The grocery stores are putting them in. Thousands of school districts make school children do it to get school lunches from Florida to Pennsylvania. Cameras are going in the school bathrooms. I mean, this is maximum tyranny. By the way, I found another court case out of Pennsylvania from a month ago. Just found this last night, where they put cameras in the bathroom stalls. And in the court case, they caught a pervert in there. But it was just for the general public, the cameras. And the person was convicted, and they said, you have no reasonable right to privacy in a public bathroom stall. Just thought you'd all want to know that. I remember an article 5 years ago where they started putting cameras in the stalls all over Michigan in the highway rest stops. So, 1984, it's for your safety. So, coming up, a microchip to get in a club. And let me tell you this. Now, you know I make predictions, and unfortunately, they've all come true. I will now make one. Let me make it conservative. Guess. Or estimate. Or projection. Because I would say 2 years, but to be safe, I will say within 4 years, there will be reports every week. Many of you as listeners will experience it as your 14-year-old daughter or son throws a fit and demands the IM-12 mega chip. As they blow up in your face and say, all my friends are getting it. I can't get in to certain events. I'm not cool. I can't interface the internet, through my computer sunglasses. If I don't have this, I've got to have it. And your child will come home, and you will never know until they're 20 years old that 6 years before they were implanted with a chip. They're not going to tell you, and they're going to take the chip. Now, and if you catch them, they're going to scream and yell at you. If you find the receipt in their dresser drawer, they're going to say, I deserve it, you old kook, you weirdo Christian. This is so cool. Donnie D, the Mac G rapper, has it. And all these cool people have got it, and you're not going to stop me. It's mine. Now, I'm serious. It's already beginning. Nationwide, they have chip trucks driving around chipping people. It's already begun. Thousands have been chipped. And I have the article on that here. Embedded microchip seller VeriChip announces Chip Mobile is on the move. Watch for the Chip Mobile coming to your town. And it says, hey, kids. And we've got some excerpts off VeriChip's website. And we've written our own article concerning this. Hey, kids, so much for the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. The B system is here, and VeriChip has announced that the Chip Mobile is on the move. That's a quote. And their call sign is, get Chip today. Get discounts. Free CD players. All sorts of goodies. Get Chip today. VeriChip is pumping up promotions for its embedded microchips across the country and around the world, from the Chipmobile here in the U.S. to stunts like implanting VIP members of an exclusive club in Barcelona, Spain, with status symbol microchips. The high-gloss promotion is on the move globally. And again, it says Alex has spoken many times over the years about the making the chip fun and how by giving it an elite status, soon an entire generation of young teenagers will be arguing with their parents, demanding that that they let them be implanted so that they can be in the in crowd. So there you have it, and you can link through to VeriChip's ADSX.com's website and read all about how to get your chip, get chip today. And again, coming up, we'll get more into the 130 troops being reported dead in Iraq in the last 24 hours. First off, first disco bar that will inject VeriChip on clients. And you can go to the website and read this article. And we're putting together our own report out of the press release, and we have the owner of the bar coming on in 15 minutes, by the way. And it's the Baja Beach Club Disco Bar in the Olympic Port, a great night recreational area. Will be the first disco bar in Spain that will implant on his/her clients an injectable subcutaneous transponder that will give them free access without documentation, pay the consumptions, and have access to the VIP room. The VIP room. And it says the inauguration of the method was presented by some famous people that were microchipped, that was shown in TV programs and shows. Even more ominous were the declarations of the disco bar owners. Quote, the chip will prevail in the future because in those times the people will use it as cash. And it says, destroying the need of a credit card. I think that the first stage of microchipping of people has reached our community, our country, that is being launched to appeal to young people in the first place. Conrad Chase, the director of the Baja Beach Disco Bars, and there are more Baja Beach discos in other countries, Netherlands, for example, is responsible and the recipient of the VeriChip injection for its clients. He explained that a simple injection will implant the chip. This implant will be used for to charge money or automatically open the doors when the client is entering into the disco. And it says, we will know who they are and what his or her account status is. The injection will cost $153, and the International Forum on Cultures, directed by Gorbachev, is coming here now, coming to celebrate it. So, there you have it. And you will have your children begging for it. And when you say no, they're going to run out and they're going to get it. And they're going to show you. And MTV's promoting it. And everybody's going to get it. And they're going to sit there and praise the global leader when they bring you to the guillotine, because you're going to be the terrorist. You're going to be the ones that released the smallpox and nuked a major city. It's the evil Christians. They're holding back global peace. They're behind all the terrorism. Kill them! Kill them! Kill them for global! Last night, I thought I could go eat Chinese food after my TV show with some friends. We walk in. There's a big screen TV on. That show on FX with the guy that used to play the commish with the bald head. And we were sitting there watching it, and they tortured two people within 10 minutes of watching the television show. Viciously torturing. Every time I see a cop show, I mean every time. And I don't watch TV. I see it in businesses at the mall or at the TV studio. A little TV will be on, and they're torturing somebody, and it's good. It's good. The mass warping, the federally funded torture training. You're all being warped right now. The gates of hell are open. The pit is swallowing planet Earth. Resist it!
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers' rates, too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I just learned that the director of the Baja Beach disco bars that are all over Europe has been implanted with a Vera chip himself, and he was implanted on the national TV show over there, their version of Big Brother. What a fitting place to get your chip. And F.N. Herstal, he was talking to the Veraship company. They're moving forward in Europe where you need to get a microchip in your hand to be able to own a gun. Of course, it's in your hand, and the gun doesn't work without it. I told you that would happen 6 years ago. How do I know? Think of the most horrible thing, the most controlling thing, and that is exactly what they're going to do. Really quite simple system we have here. And we go off their own documents, of course. Let's get into some of the horrible news on the war, though. Report, 130 soldiers killed in Iraq. A Pentagon source has said that up to 130 U.S. troops have been killed in fierce fighting in Iraq. This is from Sky Television News in England. The large-scale battle, described as intense, was taking place in the town of Ar-Ramadi, 20 miles west of Fujala. Sky News' David Chatter said, none of this is official yet, none of this is confirmed, but he added it sounds very much like this is being carried out by men who are militarily trained. Chatter described the attack as highly sophisticated. Also, U.S. military operation firefights rage across Iraq. Military authorities report significant number of Iraqi foreign insurgent deaths. U.S. military operations and firefights rage across Iraq today from Fujala to the Syrian border to the Baghdad suburbs, with military authorities reporting the deaths of a significant number of Iraqi and foreign insurgents, as well as the deaths of one additional soldier and 12 U.S. Marines killed in action. So 12 Marines killed yesterday, but then we get from the British it's 130 at least, and it'll end up being the higher number. It always is. We see our news report it in little pieces, and then back of the paper at the end of the week they'll say, okay, 180 killed this week, you know, and but don't worry about it. Bring them on. Pool video footage from Fujala, the site of Marine offensive since Monday, showed buildings in rubble as Marines there continue to engage in firefights with insurgents. And they did something that is going to stir up the hornet's nest to an unbelievable level of intensity. 40 said killed in Iraq mosque compound. A U.S. helicopter fired three missiles at a mosque compound in the city of Fujala on Wednesday, killing about 40 people as American forces battled Sunni insurgents, witnesses said. And it says cars ferried bodies from the scene, though there was no immediate confirmation of casualties. Part of the wall surrounding the Abdul Aziz Al Samaria Mosque was demolished, said AP reporter Abdul Qatar Saeed, though the mosque building was not damaged. The strike came as worshippers gathered for afternoon prayers, witnesses said. They said the dead were taken to private homes in the area where temporary hospitals had been set up. Angry residents gathered around the mosque after the strike. The offices of the Organization of Sunni Clerics next door was also lightly damaged. U.S. Marines have besieged Fujala, west of Baghdad, for the past 3 days in major operation aimed at uprooting insurgents. Doesn't look like it did that. Looks like it's got a lot of our troops killed. So we've got our supposed allies, the Shiites attacking, the Sunnis attacking. Very, very serious. The battle the U.S. wants to provoke is the headline out of the London Guardian. Bremer is deliberately pushing Iraq's Shia south into all-out chaos. I heard the sound of freedom in Baghdad's square, the famous plaza where the statue of Saddam Hussein was toppled 1 year ago. It sounds like machine gun fire. On Sunday, Iraqi soldiers trained and controlled by coalition forces opened fire on a demonstration here as the protesters returned to their homes in the poor neighborhood of Sadir City. The U.S. Army followed with tanks, helicopters, and planes firing at random on homes, shops, streets, even ambulances. And there's video of that when they invaded. According to local hospitals, 47 people were killed and many more injured. In Najif, the day was also bloody, 20 demonstrators dead, more than 150 injured. And this, so some Saddam sympathizers kill some U.S. troops and hang some people up, and so our troops go into a different city and start, and there's video of all this, start just randomly blowing buildings up. That's real, that'll get them to support us. Folks, that's what the Nazis did in Poland and Russia. If one SS officer got shot, they'd kill 20 men. They'd blow up a couple buildings. They'd put people in a barn and set it on fire. It was bad when the Nazis did it. It's bad when our troops are told to do it. And it's just going to blow up in their face, unfortunately, while they're breathing their depleted uranium. And it says in the city yesterday, funeral marches passed by U.S. tanks and the hospitals were overflowing with injured. We'll get into more of this later after we cover the microchipping that's going on. You don't want to miss what's coming up. We're going to be very honored to have Conrad Chase joining us from Madrid, Spain, the director of the Baja Beach Disco Bar. So the microchipping's going on, and if you're a very important person, that is.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com. Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Talking about the global move to making an implantable radio frequency identification microchip to be the global identification system. And I talked about how it's something we'll first see in VIP circles. And we are honored to be joined by Conrad Chase, the director of the Baja Beach Disco Bars that's in several European countries, and it's the top of the line club system, and he's been implanted with the VeriChip radio frequency identification system. He was implanted on the national television show called Big Brother over there, and now the VIPs of the bar, those that went into the VIP room, will have it. And joining us from Madrid, Spain, is Conrad Chase, who happens to be an American. Conrad,
right.
good to have you on the show.
Good to be here. In Barcelona, Spain, actually.
Okay, I apologize.
No, it's probably our fault. My secretary probably screwed up with that.
No, I'm sure it's our fault. But they're in Barcelona,
correct?
Spain. Tell us a little bit about your club first.
Excellent. Well, we are the Baja Beach Club. We are actually the European affiliate of the Baja Beach Club. There are several Baja Beach Clubs in America. The headquarters based in Chicago. We've been up and running over here for 7 successful years. We basically have the beach atmosphere inside a discotheque.
And at the same time, there's also some other Baja Beach clubs in Europe, correct?
Yes, we also have two up in England and one in Rotterdam, Holland.
Now, you yourself have been implanted. Can you tell us about that?
I have, yes. I have the VeriChip, VipChip in my arm. It is a radio frequency ID tag. It's a micro transmitter. It only transmits when the reader is in the vicinity, and the reader has to charge the chip before it to actually transmit its identifying signal. So you cannot be localized all over the world via satellite, as some people may fear.
Okay. Now, when you go into the club, why did you decide to start this program at the Barcelona club?
Exactly. Well, we just opened our new VIP lounge here on the 25th. We had the inauguration of our VIP lounge, and I wanted to have something very unique that no other club had, and we were able to achieve that with the VipChip. We are the first club in America that are using it for this application. All kinds of clubs have their version of a VIP card where the customer shows their VIP card and they're allowed whatever perks may be involved with having that card, free entrance and whatnot. And I wanted to have something very, very special, so I came across the idea of the VeriChip because I'm a techno fan. And the idea is that my customers have the chip implanted. They come in. There's a reader at the door. It greets them, says, good evening, Carlos Sanchez. Welcome to the Baja Beach Club. You are a VIP. You have in your account X amount of dollars, or in this case, we're using the euros system. And you have also we have lockers here where the people can store their preferred bottle of alcohol or liquor. So, for example, you would come in and say, welcome, Carlos. You've got a bottle of Moët Chandon in your locker, and you've got 300 euros in your account. Welcome.
And then it's all automatically deducted according to the chip.
Correct. The customers come in. They purchase whatever drinks they want. They have a great time here. And then at the end of the night, instead of asking for the bill, they ask to pay their bill. And the waitress comes up with a handheld portable reader. It reads up to 1 meter distance away, reads their identifying tag, and it deducts the amount from their account.
Sir, is this going to be done at the U.S. and British and the club in Holland?
It's definitely going to be done in my club in Holland, and I will be opening soon in Cologne, Germany, another Baja Beach club. And the clubs in Britain are actually a franchise, so I haven't had the opportunity to speak with them yet to find out whether they are interested or not. But I'm quite sure that this concept is really growing, and I'm quite sure that they'll be interested soon.
Can you tell us about your implantation procedure and where that took place? Because that's very interesting.
Sure. Well, we did that actually on a Thursday night at 2 o'clock in the morning while the club was open. And performed it right here in the club, in the VIP lounge. And I had a doctor come to perform the procedure. It can be performed by any licensed nurse who is certified or is trained in...
Yeah, it's very convenient, a one-time deal, very, very easy to get the chip.
It's a simple injection, really, really simple, straightforward. They do use a small a needle to put a small anesthesia in first, and then they put the chip in, and it's not painful at all because of the local anesthetic.
Now, I had read that this was also broadcast on some television there on a show called Big Brother.
Yeah, actually, it wasn't broadcast on Big Brother. What we had was the people from Big Brother came to our club and were going to be chipped. It turned out being that on the night there was a great deal of chaos. The club was just so busy that we wound up not implanting the chip in them that night. They're going to come by next
week. So they're
going
to videotape it later for the show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that'll be, that would kind of fit with the show, I guess. Now, you had told my producer that FN Herzl A big manufacturer of firearms is moving ahead with a chip for the hand to access your firearm.
Yes, Alex, that's very interesting what they're doing. It's really a great idea because the policemen that will be using it, they will have the chip implanted in their firing hands, right in the between the thumb and forefinger, and that will actually it will provide a means of allowing the pistol to function. If somebody were to steal the pistol from them, it does them no good. It cannot fire unless you've got the proper chip in the hand.
Well, there's a move here in the U.S. to make all the gun manufacturers put RFID in the gun. Then you wear a ring that activates it. There's a move, actually, to make that the law by 2006. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think it's a great idea.
But it'd be much easier to have the chip, though.
I think it'd be a lot easier to have the chip, because then you have the other advantages of having the chip. You cannot lose it. A ring you can lose. The chip you cannot lose. You don't have to worry about forgetting it if you ever were to take it off. You can also use the chip for other functions. It can be used as a payment system, as a credit card system. It can store all your medical information, the vast amount of information.
Now, have you been in obviously you've been in contact with Verichip, the company. I'd imagine they're pretty excited to have someone prominent with this VIP connection to be promoting this.
Yes. We have a very good working relationship. I'm actually taking on a distributorship here in the Benelux.
Did you know IBM really owns Verichip?
Okay, I haven't heard of that. Verichip is owned by the Applied Digital Systems Corporation.
Yeah, but the main creditors and some of the board controllers are IBM, which is interesting. I'm just saying a big technology company like that.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that. They're a major shareholder in ADSX. Okay.
Yeah, and at the same time, you know, the plant is in Beijing, China. Were you aware of that?
Yes.
So there are also some shareholders in it. Now, sir, I know you're getting ready for a big night. If we can just spend maybe 10 more minutes with you, because I've got some other interesting questions about this.
Sure.
Are you going to have any of your dancing girls implanted?
Yes, I have a lot of people who are interested, several employees. What I wanted to do is I wanted to get some of our customers chipped, and we just this past Monday had three customers chipped, and next week on Tuesday I am scheduling another chipping session where I'll be chipping another six customers. I want to first build up our customer database of people who have been chipped, and then I'll start working on the employees.
Now, we've gotten your press release. We're going to be posting that, but I wanted to know what type of perks, because I was hearing that some of the stuff at your club, your fabulous club, is free, so you get just really primo perks if you get the chip.
Right, exactly. If you install the chip, then you get free entrance. The entrance is normally €14, but with the chip, you get free entrance, basically for the rest of your life, for the time that you've got the chip implanted. And also the chip costs €125, but what we do is person would pay the €125 for the chip, and then they automatically receive €100 credit on their balance to be put towards purchases in the club.
Now, I'm reading some quotes, some of the things you said. Did you say, quote, the chip will prevail in the future because in those times the people will use it as cash? And getting rid of the need for a credit card, I think that the first stage of microchipping of people has reached our country. This is being launched to appeal to young people in the first place.
Yes. That is a statement that I made, I believe, with a television program from Portugal. Yes, I believe wholeheartedly in the chip system. The biggest advantage of it is that you don't have to worry about carrying cards around with you. You don't have to worry about them getting lost, stolen, counterfeited. You got the chip with you at all times. You can't forget it, and nobody can steal it from you.
So that's an interesting statement. The chip will prevail, almost like it's a war.
Well, I'm not a fighter. I'm not going to start any more wars. The world has enough wars, but I believe very strongly in the chip, in that it perhaps could prevent wars.
We're talking to Conrad Chase, the director of the Baja Beach Disco Bars, and you direct the what two bars or?
Yeah, we've got two, and there it's a large discotheque nightclub. The one here in Barcelona, we've got a capacity of 2,500 people, 205,000 customers, 2,500 customers, and the one in Rotterdam, Holland, also has a capacity of 2,000.
And then the others that are in England, those are another franchise, but they may. You just haven't talked to them yet, and you're talking about opening one in Cologne, Germany.
Yes, Cologne, Germany is on track to be opened the end of the summer, 2004.
Do you ever see a point in 10 years where if you don't have the chip, you can't get in the club?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. The people are embracing this technology. I'm flooded with people who want the chip to be implanted, and the only thing that's slowing me down from getting more people having the chip implanted is that it has to be done in a clean, sterile environment. It has to be done by a medical professional, so I have to schedule that during the day. It can be done at night in the
discotheque atmosphere. You're a perfect atmosphere, though, because people are relaxed and happy. And I know Verichip has been opening offices here in the U.S. for implantation.
True.
And so you're now, part of the franchise, I guess. You're going to be a provider of this. So I guess you could put a little sterile office in there and have the folks line up.
It's true. It's something that I've been working at. The caution that I have with that is that I would prefer to have my customers not... I prefer to have them sober. I don't want them to be out drinking. I mean, there are medical concerns if someone has consumed a great deal of alcohol, and then they're going to put in the chip because alcohol can thin the blood and could cause bleeding.
Well, let's talk more about that. You know, an Army War College document said that we're all going to accept the chip in the next few decades, thanks to media and thanks to the culture. And so you do see a time in the future where you won't even be able to get in without the chip.
Yeah, I definitely see that. I see in the future that the chip will be embraced here in my club, but I believe also it can take the place of the passport. It could be a global passport that everyone on the planet would use this as a means of passport. The problem, the limiting factor is that people need to get over the Chicken Little, the sky is falling syndrome, the same thing that we went through with Y2K, that everyone went into a panic and predicted that there was going to be a huge blackout and whatnot. I think we've all seen that in the year 2000, the changeover from 99 to 2000, there were very few problems.
I don't know though, sir, if you can really compare those two, but I mean certainly I can see that young people are going to be more open-minded and are going to be embracing this, and I've seen that.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Sir, I just want to understand something here concerning the chip. Now, again, when you come in, the doors automatically open for you if you have the chip and a computer talks to you, or...?
Yes, at the current time, I have the hand reader implemented, and that can be used to identify the people and also to use the VeriPay system to deduct the money from their account. And one month, the VeriChip Corporation is going to be coming, and they'll be installing the wall-mounted reader with the database and the computer and the monitor. It won't speak to you. It will display the information
on
a monitor.
Now, you seem to be really up on all this about how we're going to accept that this will be the global model. Did you have discussions with VeriChip? Is this their idea, or did you...
It was all my idea. I take all the credit for it.
But I mean, your comments about this being the global ID and things. Did you discuss this with VeriChip, or was this their idea? Or?
Yeah, I have had in-depth discussions with Keith Bolton, the vice president of VeriChip. In fact, yesterday, he and I were discussing it at great length, and I discussed the. My belief in the system, and also gave a little advice to him that there needs to be a second source of verification, for example, a retina scan.
On top of it. But, I mean, was Mr. Bolton talking about this global ID system?
Correct, yes. He is a very, very strong believer in it. He informed me yesterday that they are in discussion, I believe. I don't want to... quote directly, but I believe that they do have a signed contract with the Italian government to implement a test of the VeriChip system installed in government employees for verifying their identification.
Also, a Bureau of Prisons contract a few years ago with California, but that fell through. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that. That's too bad that fell through.
What about special forces? I've been hearing the military is going to be getting this.
That's where I see one of the largest advantages of this to be put in the military. I served in the military myself, and I know in the indoctrination process, you run through before boot camp, and you get your shots. And I can see this very easily being implanted in each soldier as they run through the indoctrination process. And instead of carrying dog tags, which was always a problem, that your dog tags would get lost or stolen, the chip never gets lost or stolen, because it will always be with you.
Well, I'll tell you what, sir. I know you're very busy, but I've just got four or five other questions. We've got a quick three-minute break coming up. Can we just do 5 minutes on the other side?
Sure, Alex. No problem.
Okay, thank you so much. We're talking to Conrad Chase. Just intriguing. And I've just got a few other final questions for him on the other side of this quick break. So he'll be with us for about 5 minutes, to the end of the hour. We'll break here and come right back. So, again, please stay with us as we talk to Conrad Chase, the director of Baja Beach Disco Bars. Want a VIP? Got to get the chip. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We're talking to Conrad Chase, the director of the Baja Beach Disco Bars in Europe, and he's now an Applied Digital Solutions Implantation Center. They're putting all that in, and they've been implanting the customers. During the break, I talked to you, Mr. Chase. You said you like that. If you want to be a VIP, got to get the chip. That might be a Might be a slogan for you later, huh?
I like that, Alex. It's very creative. I think I might borrow that if I may.
Sure, go ahead. It's all yours. But what's the Verit Ship a PR line? It's there when you need it, or
yeah, we're there when you need it.
Now, let me just be honest with you here. You talk about Chicken Little scenarios. I have to tell you that there is a global plan. As you said, you talked to Mr. Bolton, and the government's pushing this. And, you know, people talk about Germany with the papers, please, and this tracking and this controlling and having it to buy and sell. You think that's coming? I mean, you know, you said the TV show Big Brother's coming out to interview you. I mean, this is Big Brother, and this is a total control grid that's being put in, and I see it being pushed as a VIP thing so that the youth all go out and get it. What do you say to that?
Yeah. I think it's a technology that's there, and I'm a strong believer in taking advantage of the technology at hand. There are a great deal of advantages in using the technology, and I think people need to get over their fears and the like I used before, the Chicken Little fears.
But you're an American. You're an American. The founding fathers said, "Don't trust government. Limit its size. Have liberty. Have a Bill of Rights." And you're saying you're not worried about that?
But then we created one of the best governments in the world, one of the best governments which can be trusted. And I believe you need to trust your government, and you need to trust technology. It's there. We have to use it.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What did you do in the military? I'm just curious.
I was in telecommunications.
Oh, telecommunications. So you were in communications?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
Did you do work or anything?
Excuse me?
What type of work did you do?
In communications, it was I can't really get into it because it was not top secret, but secret classified information. It was a form of combat communications.
Well, I have to be honest with you. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, and I think you need to investigate Verichip and IBM, and you need to look at Applied Digital, and you need to look at the plant they built in China that you said you were aware of. And I think it's very scary for you to say no chip, you won't be able to get in the club, and you think that's somewhere we might be going, or having chips in our hands to have guns, or.
Sure. Well, I would never enforce it that stringently that you cannot enter my club without the chip. Definitely not. I do feel that is an excellent idea, having that for weapons control.
Earlier you said though that's where it's all going. That when everybody starts accepting it, it's going to go to that. You said that earlier.
I believe it will. I definitely believe it will. When the first automobiles came out, people thought that there was no need for a vehicle that would travel at such "quote unquote" breakneck speed.
You know, that's what the Army War College says. They say that similar thing. You are an interesting fellow, and I really appreciate your honesty with us on the show. You know, we've had some of the top folks from Verichip on in the past, and you've got your microchip now, and
yes.
I guess you're part of the elite VIP circle now.
I'm the first person on the planet to have used it in a nightclub.
Well, that's very interesting, and you know, I hope that you will look down into your heart and your soul and get some discernment and look at the bigger picture of the global ID system that you discussed and ask yourself, is a global government a good idea? I mean, everybody wants to rule the world, and who are these people that are going to rule the world, and how will they use these ships to do it?
Sure. There is no negative aspect whatsoever with a chip, only positive.
Resistance is futile. You will take the chip. Want to be a VIP? Get the chip. Hey,
excellent.
Listen, Conrad Chase, thanks for coming on the show. Take care.
Thank you, Alex. Bye.
Have fun. That guy was reading right off a government script, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if Verichip put all these ideas in his head or if he came from the inside as he did his secret work with the military. We'll tell you about the Carlyle Group and what they're doing concerning this when we get back. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, We listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.